bitter or awful or terrible or any number of words to describe what it feels like outside. I rode down this morning in the elevator with Justin Tucker, and I said, what are you up to? He said, I'm going to go and test down and see what this 3 degrees feels like right now.
What's it supposed to be during game time? We hear 20, I think, right?
17 for a high, feels like 7.
Okay.
So
feels
it's
like
going
7.
To be very cool. And Justin looked miserable as far as going out to see what it was like. He did, you know, I can't believe I got to do this kind of thought. I asked him, I said, do you ever kick play Colorado up here? He said, yeah, as a freshman, but it wasn't 3 freaking degrees.
Pete, as you know, Stan White Jr. is with us. Stan, did you play in any kind? I mean, Ohio State wasn't balmy in November or December, but did you play in anything remotely like a 15, 20-degree day?
Yeah, but I mean, played in a couple games in the mid-20s, some night games, and it's a you never quite get warm, and every single hit hurts.
It goes right through you, right?
Goes right through.
Did you guys have the big heaters on the sideline?
Yes, and everyone was huddled around them. It takes people's minds off what they should be paying attention to and focuses on their bodies.
Yeah.
So it's who has the mental toughness to get over that.
Great point. Hey,
Stan, that's a great point. The focus that you have that is so easy to lose and is so important. And we've seen all year with this Ravens team, the talent is so much there, but when they lose focus a little bit via turnover or penalty, they're one of the most penalized teams in the league. You know, if you don't have that focus, I mean, I hadn't really thought about that. That's a great point. Considering that's something they've lacked some this year, and it's harder to do today, that could be a big part of it.
Hey, Pete, the underdog role, we heard Dennis Pitta earlier today talking about that. Talk about that mindset. I sense, and Stan and I were talking about this, I want to get his thoughts on this in a minute as well. I sense a lot of quiet confidence out at the Ravens complex this week, which for this team, anything quiet is an interesting situation. So I thought that was really relevant. I don't know if you can play off the underdog role at this level that much, but they seem to be doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, I think that indeed, there's no doubt that they understand. There's sometimes you're an underdog and you don't feel that you should be. They get it. They understand that, sure. I mean, if the Broncos have won 11 straight games, the Broncos won in Baltimore a few weeks ago when jumping out to a 31-3 lead. They get it. They understand it. That doesn't mean, however, they think they're not going to win today. This is a very common.
No question.
And I mean, a big part of that, they know they got who they have back. You know, it's a different team than what we saw 4 weeks ago.
Stan, is take me through. Ohio State wasn't all underdogs that often. When you were, was it a rallying cry for guys?
Oh, yeah. So 2002, national championship game. Miami had been the dominant team for the last 2 or 3 years at that point. No one gave us a shot. We had sort of been forged together and knew what that team was capable of. And, you know, frankly, with the Ravens team this year, the entire year, I had never had a great feeling until now. I feel the best about the team now. The band's back together. The team of old, the defense of the last few years is here, and this is our shot.
Yeah, that's a great point. A lot of good vibes coming out of here, Pete, in Baltimore, believe it or not. But Denver's fans, I hear, already have them going to the AFC Championship game. Is that the vibe you get from them?
Oh, absolutely. Unquestionably, no doubt. There's an absolute sense of it's a Brady Manning is inescapable matchup in the AFC title game. And that's fine. And that's what fans do. Sports talk radio, I thought, was really amusing listening. We were sitting there in the car waiting to do some live shots yesterday listening to that. And it was just hilarious that the absolute, not even the possibility that the Ravens can compete in this game, much less win, was offered. And so I thought that was funny. I'm like, I just don't understand how you could think in a game where it's not going to get to 20 degrees, A, that there's going to be many points scored, and B, when you look at Peyton Manning's history, playing in sub 40 degrees is not good. Oh, no, by the way, he had 4 neck surgeries. How do you think that's going to feel out there today?
Yeah, good point.
You talk about trying to get loose. That's going to, what a challenge that's going to be for him to stay comfortable and loose for a guy who already, look, he's been great this year, but he's not zipping the ball like he did a few years ago.
Yeah.
So that's going to be even harder than today.
Hey, real quick, Pete, last thought. Ravens fans, a lot of them I hear made a trip out there, huh?
Oh, man, we went to a bar last night that was all Ravens fans. Great party gearing up for today. And they've got a tailgate set up for this morning.
Tailgate? Is it inside or outside?
Outside.
Whoa.
140 Ravens fans signed up for this.
Check on them about halftime.
Man, they're rocking and ready. I rode out, flew out with some. And I tell you what, the purple will be very well represented here at Mile High.